If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. So Bailey Ann Kennedy won Miss Maryland USA on her very first try last week, but that is not why her win is historic, and it's not the reason she's been all over the paper for the last week. She is the first Asian American who is married to a military officer and happens to be a trans woman, and she has won the title. She is headed to Miss USA in August in LA, and she was here to sit down with me and talk about all the things that we want to know, including the stigma that's been following her since this news broke, the misunderstandings about what it's like to be her, and also to talk about the pageant in general. So we're going to get right into this episode. I feel like this is a topic that a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people have opinions on, and that's why you should listen to it. So please take a second. After you're done listening, please make sure you comment. You can even DM us if you want to, but I really want to know your thoughts on it. But I was very honored and happy that Bailey Ann Kennedy decided to sit down with us on Misunderstood. Bailey, thank you so much for joining me. I got to tell you, I have chills meeting you. I think that you are so awesome, and I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh my God. Thank you, Rachel. I'm such a fan. Thank you for having me.
Oh, okay. So I want to get started. First of all, congratulations are in order. You are like one of the most talked about people this week. How do you feel about that? What has like been the goods, the backlash? Like what's going on in your life right now?
Oh my gosh. Been such a whirlwind, and thank you guys so much for congratulating me and bringing the positive vibe my way. And I always said that, you know, when anything comes in life, there's a good, there's a bad, but I'm just focusing on the good right now and the outpouring support from everybody in the community.
Right. Okay. So you have made history. You've broken almost every barrier that existed in the state's pageant history, and you did it in your first try, which is pretty amazing. So you are 31 mm-hmm. years old. They lifted a ban where you could only be as old as 28, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, you are married. They lifted that ban as well to a military officer. You're Asian American and you are a trans woman. So, I mean, I have so many questions. I have so many things to get into. But like, I just want to know in general, in your opinion in the last week, have you felt understood by everyone, or do you feel like you have an uphill battle until August when we get to Miss USA in trying to sort of prove who you are and why you deserve this, so to speak?
Yeah, so I feel like everything in life, you have to prove to people wrong, and you have to show people that through hard work and dedication that you can become this good representation for everybody, not just the trans community, because I believe that I'm so much more than that. Not to say that I'm, you know, not a trans woman or anything like that, but no disrespect. But I believe that I'm also a military spouse, a stay-at-home wife who makes the most out of her life and sees this opportunity to make a name for herself and, you know, to live my American dream that I came to America for. And I, there's so much more to me than just this topic. And I just hope that throughout this reign that I get the opportunity to show people that.
I absolutely love that you're saying that, because you are right. I think you have been pigeonholed as one of those four topics that I just mentioned. So if it's okay with you, can we start back at the beginning for a second? You were born in Cambodia, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I was born in Cambodia.
And tell me a little bit about your family. Like, what, do you have a big family, small family? Why'd you come to America? Like, tell us all about you.
So I was born in Cambodia. I have a big family, not the immediate family, because I only have my brother and my two half brother and sister. But I immigrated to America at the age of 11. We used to stay in Thailand a little bit just to get the visa to come to America, because back then the U.S. embassy wasn't available for us in Cambodia.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what made you guys all move to America? And did you go to Maryland? Is that your first stop?
Yes, ma'am. I've been here since I was 11 years old and until I got married, and then I moved back. And yeah, I've been staying in Maryland for, I think, 20 years now in May.
Oh, wow. But did your parents come here for a specific job?
No. My grandfather got all of us here, the whole family here. And my mom wanted to escape communism and what's going on in the war back in the days. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. So she ended up having to stay a little bit longer than she wanted to. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is your mom and dad, and you said you had one full brother, right? Are they all with you in Maryland now?
Yeah, they're all in Maryland by the grace of God. Thankfully.
Yeah. And how has your relationship with them been growing up?
Oh, growing up, we always been very tight-knit family, and we know anything about each other, which is fine. Like, you know, I think that I'm so family-oriented. Now it's a little bit better. You know, they understand what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to accomplish, and they see the end goal. They see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that helps them a lot because they grew up very conservative and very religious. So it helps open up their heart and their mind a lot.
Interesting. Okay, so they're supportive of you right now on your journey.
Yes, they are.
Do you mind if we talk for 1 second about your trans journey? And I apologize if I'm not saying the right words, but I just want to know how easy that was for you, how hard that was for you. When did that, you know, come to pass in your mind that this is what I have to do to be happy? Can you just explain a little bit about that? Because I really don't think, and I know you don't want to be identified necessarily just as that, but I think a lot of people don't know that. And when you do research on you, a lot of that has been glossed over. So I'm really just curious about that part of your history.
Yeah, so I know that most people would title me as that and just that only, but there's so much more to me.
Yeah.
I'm immigrant, I'm Asian American, I'm a spouse. I mean, the list goes on and on, but I would say that I started feeling, I knew that I was different when I was young, as soon as I could remember. I knew that there was something wrong and that internally I'm a foreign. And I just pray. I remember back then I would pray to God every single day that whichever church my mom would take me to, I would pray that one day I hope to just live and the way that I am on the inside would reflect on the outside. And I feel like now I'm living one of my prayers, you know?
Wow.
That makes it any different.
Right. So were you in your teens, 20s, when you finally transitioned?
I socially transitioned in school. And then in high school, I mean, you know, when I was at the legal age, I was able to seek medical help.
And can I just ask how your peers reacted when you were in high school then? Was that something that was accepted? Or were your friends accepting? Was it hard for your family? How did you feel internally about that whole thing? I mean, it sounds like that was something that made you personally happy, but how did it affect the surrounding people?
Well, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but so far I've seen nothing but positive outcomes of boys. from my family members and those that matters to me, they don't care. They just see me as Bailey. And those who don't really support that, you know, I hope to open up their mind and their hearts by showing them who I am and by showing them that I'm just like everybody else, their sister, their daughter, their cousin, just like anybody else. I just want to live my American dream, and that's that.
Right. I love that. Okay, so how did you meet your husband?
Oh my God, like any other teenagers back in the day, like I say back in the day, like I'm so old, but I'm only 31. I met him when I was around like 24, 25. He hit me up on Instagram. Is that how you say it nowadays?
Yes. Yeah.
And he slid in my DM. and the rest is history.
Wow. And was he already in the military?
Yes, ma'am.
And what does he do? And where is he based? Or where was he based at the time?
He was a tank commander. And now he's, because the Marine Corps got rid of the tank company, and now he's a pilot, training to be a pilot.
Wow, amazing. And you guys have been based in Maryland the whole time?
No, we've been all over the place. We've been in Florida, we've been in Georgia, we've been in Virginia, but now I'm back in Maryland.
Got it. Okay, so again, up until this point where people kind of now know you, what was it like to be a military wife? Were you working or were you a homemaker? What were you doing?
You know, it's funny that you asked me that because a lot of people have a misconception about military spouses. And if you're a homemaker, they think that you don't do anything all day besides running around in your yoga pants, getting massages. But ultimately, I just hope that I can show to people that, you know, my husband has been working really hard to obtain his career leading up to this point. And he has 2 certifications now, like being a tank commander and being a pilot is not easy. And I help him get through where he is right now. And he has to do his graduate study as well. So all of that leading up to it, I was there to help him supplementing his career. And if that shows you anything, I hope that I can show you that military spouses are the backbone of this like country and also the military community as a whole.
So up until that point, I'm curious, were you, you know, is the word out? Like, did people know that you are a trans woman, or has this brought that to the forefront in your community?
Well, I've never really felt the need to tell people like, who knew me. They know because I tell them, because I choose to actively tell them. I don't just go out to the front like of the line and just tell everybody like my business because it's so personal, you know?
Right. Of course.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the ever fabulous, ever iconic Jennifer Aniston. We all put our hair through the ringer, coloring, heat styling, stress aging, the list goes on. And now we've got the summer heat, which is a battle too. We're talking about sun, beach, and that ever-present humidity. Jen got tired of the struggle of having to choose between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. So she decided to create what she was looking for. Think of Lola V as your personal hair spa. Let's dive into Lola V, your ultimate summer hair saver. Created with the finest natural clinical ingredients, Lola V ensures your hair feels as luxurious and carefree as a summer breeze. Say goodbye to sun damage, tangled hair, and hello to shine, strength, and elegance. Summer is the season of confidence, and Lola V embodies the spirit. And here's a treat for you, our awesome listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use the code Rachel at checkout. So the thing that I use every day is the detangler. Every time I wash my hair, which is basically daily, I love it. It's light, it's not too sticky, and it has a lovely shine. The other thing I really love is the restorative shampoo. I use that as my go-to shampoo. I don't use anything else right now. And people, honestly, they comment on my hair all the time. The scent also is really good. It's like zesty, citrus, calming, rose petal flavor. And I just love it. It smells good. And it kind of lasts. You really smell that walking, you know, down the street, you get a whiff of it. It smells so good. So check out all the Lola V products. Go to your website at lolav.com. As our loyal listeners, you will get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code Rachel at checkout. That's R-A-C-H-E-L. That's 15% off your order at lolav.com. with promo code Rachel. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts cannot be combined. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Your hair will thank you.
And but do you feel in the military? I mean, I know nothing about the military. In that community, is it something that is frowned upon? Is it something that people don't care about? Or have you found support in that community? Again, I'm talking about before you started doing pageant.
So surprisingly, the military community have been nothing but supportive. And prior to even coming to pageant, like competing for my first pageant ever in Smyrna, USA, I mean, people have been nothing but supportive. My spouses, sisterhood, the officer spouse club, like have reached out to me and say how proud they are of me for doing what I did and how courageous that was, because they knew all along. They just didn't want to be like, you know, upsetting to me. So
right.
I really appreciate what they have done for me by creating that safe space for me to just be myself and not having to explain.
Oh, good for you. Okay, so now talk to me about how you got into pageantry. What made you want to get involved?
Yeah, so like you mentioned earlier, former President Trump has made a huge impact on the MUO organization. And I knew the organization through that era, which is what we're called the Trump era. Mm-hmm. And I fall in love with it. I fall in love with the title holders who have worn the crown, the same crown that I'm wearing, that is so historic. And they have shown me what the title can do for a young, impressionable woman, right? So I knew that I wanted to compete, but unfortunately, I was not qualified to compete back then. But I know that since 2012, that they have lifted the restriction for allowing all trans women to be able to compete. And as of last year, or 2023, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. they allow a mature, wiser woman, as I would like to say it, and married women and mothers to be able to compete and pursue their dream and celebrating them universally. So I'm so grateful to be in a time and place like this. What a great time to be alive, right?
Oh, I love that. What is the age limit now? I know they raised it from 28. Is there an age limit, or just can anyone do it now?
Anybody can do it. As long as you're medically and legally recognized as a female, you can compete to become Miss Maryland USA, because the title itself now has evolved into so much more than just a Miss. You're not just a young, impressionable woman anymore that represent your state. You're now a multifaceted woman who is right. a mom, who is a spouse, who is a, you know, a philanthropist, who do amazing work in your community, like USO that I'm working with.
So it's interesting what you just said, because what would you say to the skeptics that say trans women are not women? And this is a competition for people that were, you know, assigned female at birth. What would your answer be to that?
Well, I respect their opinion, because I think that in America, they are entitled to their own opinion. But personally, I think that trans women are women. We went from point A to point B for a reason. So I don't want to be stuck in this between where I'm being labeled as a trans woman. I am a woman. I live my life and contributing to society as a woman. And hopefully throughout my reign, I can show people that. I can show how normal that I can be.
What did you do to prepare for the pageant?
To prepare for the pageant, I watched, like I mentioned earlier, since the former President Trump era, where winners have done so amazing for their career. And I have watched that and studied that like for 31 years now. And to be able to give them this chance whenever I'm ready to compete, it wasn't, but just so we can clear this up, the restriction was not lifted because of me, by the way. It was lifted and then I decided to compete. But like to be able to be here at this very moment and to prepare for it, I reached out to my former Miss USA, Shelly. She has helped me throughout this journey thus far. Now that I have my own team, the Miss Maryland USA at Prepare to Win, which I'm so grateful for them. They have helped me with interview skill, with the way that I talk. And hopefully you're not judging me, Rachel, because I know that you're a journalist.
No, you're amazing. You're doing such a good job. Wait, so I think people are curious about the rules and the difference. And I brought this up earlier when we were not on camera, but I want you to bring up the difference of what Miss Maryland versus Miss Maryland America. Am I getting it wrong? Explain to people the difference between the USA and the America contest.
Yeah, so it's very common that people are not very much in the know about it, because there is a system called Miss Universe Organization, which is my organization. They own Miss USA and they also own Miss Maryland USA. So it's like you go up and up, like a ladder,
right,
almost. And then there's Miss America, which is also like a completely different organization, which is a organization that has like a talent portion in their competition where they sing, they dance, stuff like that. And they're very much different, but we're all a part of the big sisterhood.
And they don't have, they can't compete in the Miss USA.
No, they cannot.
Okay. Okay. So you don't have a talent portion.
Well, I have multiple talents.
No. I mean in the pageant.
No, ma'am. We have like swimsuit. We have private interview and we have evening gown.
Evening gown. Okay. Do they also have the portion where, you know, like Mario Lopez or whoever it is comes up while you're on the stage and they ask you a question and usually you answer about world peace? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know that's so cliche, but no, there is a top 5 question. And once you get to Miss USA or Miss Universe, there's a top 3 even question,
okay,
where they ask you the same question. But for us, it was top 5.
Okay. And what questions did they ask you?
The question that they asked me is, who would I consider to be my role model?
And did you know, when you're preparing for this, do you know the arc of the questions? Like, can you work on this or it comes out of the blue?
So I don't know what they're going to ask, just like any of my sister who was competing at that time. You just have to be prepared for anything off the spot and you have to be on a roll, like just be able to just pick up the question and go.
So had you prepared with that question before?
No, but I just spoke from the heart and I was genuine about my answer. And I said, for those who don't know, I said it was my mom because I've given up so much. And I know that in pageantry, you're not supposed to say your mom because every girl say it's my mom. Every girl's favorite person is their mom. And my mom have been through so much just from my transition, just from overcoming a genocide and being able to bring us to this country and allowing us to achieve our American dream, which is what I'm living right now.
Yeah.
I think that's just something that I can never repay her.
Do you think she's proud of you?
Oh, absolutely. She held on to my crown, Rachel, and she was like, oh my God, it happened. I'm so proud of you. But she doesn't know how to express that because she came from a different generation.
Wow. Okay, what was that moment like when you heard that you were going to be Miss Maryland?
My gosh, like, you know, the whole night, to be honest, just to backtrack a little bit, I was just so grateful to be even announced to the top 18 or top, you know, that's the semifinal.
Right.
You made the first cut into the next day. So I'm grateful to be there and grateful that they saw something being 31 and being my first pageant. Despite how much I've worked hard for this and prepared for this, I still feel humbled by it. And at that time when they announced who the first runner-up was, I just blacked out, Rachel, and I cried and cried. I remember thanking God. The first thing I did was like this, thank God for answering my prayer. And if this goes to show anything, I hope it shows you the testimony that God truly answered prayers, whether you believe in him or not. I am a firm believer in that.
What do you think the impact your win has had on the misrepresentation of Asian Americans and transgender individuals in mainstream media in general?
Well, I hope that throughout my reign, that I can be a good representation to open up some doors for people, but not just opening doors, but leaving the door open for other trans women and other Asian American women who come after me. And by doing so, I hope that I'm a good representation by just being a good contribution to society and doing good work with the USO and opening up people's mind that trans women are just any other woman, like I mentioned earlier. We just want to live our American dream and hope, like, to make our mom proud.
Yeah. What advice would you give other individuals, any individuals, who feel misunderstood or not included in things?
It's a tough position to be in because, like, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. But what I can tell you is what helped me is to be like a horse and put your blinders on because I was just at pregnant. And that helps me a lot. You just focus on the positivity that is coming your way. You are one of them, Rachel. You came to me and helped me spread this message of beauty without an expiration date. And I hope to show the people that you can be any age and anything that you want in life. There's no expiration date until your last breath. And that life doesn't have an expiration date. You can immigrate to America at the age of 11. And by 31, you can become Miss Maryland USA and hopefully Miss USA by the grace of God. You know, so I just hope I can show that to people and never give up and just focus on the positive and keep your eyes on the prize.
So now that you've won Miss Maryland, what does that mean in general in terms of a job? Is there like a platform that you speak on, and until August when you go to Miss USA, you're doing a bunch of things with this platform? Explain that to me.
So I don't like to call it a platform. I
know
in the country, people call it platform a lot, but I call it something that I've been passionate about working with, which is USL, the military spouse community. That's been something that I've always been interested in. I was involved with the Officer Spouse Club for the U.S. Marine Corps Officer Spouse Club. And I've been involved with the organization for a while now. So it's not just something that I've done just leading up to the pageant. So I hope I can show the people for the rest of my life that I'm going to be championing and being a relentless champion of hope for all the military spouses, as well as the dependent of our military dependents as well.
Okay, so now let's look ahead at August. I think it's August 4th, right? Miss USA, it's happening in LA. What kind of preparations are you doing for that? Because this is going to be a big deal. And everyone obviously is going to be looking at you to see how far you get.
God, I hope that I make you guys proud at the very least. But I have been training very hard. I've been preparing myself mentally, physically, and also spiritually, because I have to be able to keep up with the stamina to become the job title of being Miss USA. By doing multiple interviews in a certain amount of time, you know, I have shown to people that throughout my 2 week train, I've done more interview than the past title holder, according to my manager. She said that.
Yeah.
Told me that, Bailey, you're doing a lot more than the past title holder. And that's just the title of Miss USA, because she's going to be speaking to the press. She's going to be speaking to the children. I have spoken to children at the Pride Parade in Baltimore. So building up that stamina leading up to Miss USA is something that I've been working on.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you what the actual job is of Miss USA, because 8 months after being crowned Miss USA, Noelia Voigt, I think I'm getting her name right, she resigned, stating, you know, mental health issues. She really wanted to focus on her mental health, and also saying that Miss USA, the organization, had a toxic work environment. Do you have any thoughts about that?
You know, I don't know Noelia personally, and I don't know Miss USA organization personally, but I am under their parent umbrella. I know Layla is a wonderful person, but I have not known her personally, but I respect Noelia's opinion of what's going on. I feel for everybody in this position, and I just hope that we can bring the shift back into what we all have in common, and that is the love of pageantry and what we're passionate about is to make our lives better and the young impressionable women that come into this organization and what their takeaway is. I just hope that we can bring that common ground together and bring that into the Miss USA pageant coming in August. But
yeah.
I feel for Noelia. I'm with the sisterhood all the way through. And I also don't know anything about Layla. And I just pray that everything will work out on there.
Yeah. So, and also, I think there's a misunderstanding on pageantry in general. I think, you know, because there are little girls that compete in it and, you know, sort of like these moms that are so obsessed with the way that their children look all the way up to when you're adults. Can you talk about the difference about these people that think this is all about beauty and materialistic things and physical appearance? I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, for someone like you, that's really involved in it, it's more than that. And I know you don't like to use the word platform, but there is a way to get the word out about things that are important to you. Like, what to you is pageantry, and what is it that we're missing about the whole industry in general?
Well, I think I'm redefining the definition of pageantry right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Layla, our president of the Miss USA organization, implemented when she took over the organization of Miss USA, is that there is a definition of pageantry. And for me, the definition has evolved throughout the years. Miss USA was not the same 10 years ago, and she's not going to be the same for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I am on the right path to helping her getting to that point. of the next 10 years by helping define what Miss USA is all about. And I think that I'm doing exactly so by being Miss Maryland USA, by being a military spouse, being an immigrant who worked hard to achieve my American dream. I'm living in it. And to show the people that trans women are so much more than just the label and the political issues that we're all dealing with.
Yeah. And also, we talked about this before off camera, but even though it's not under your same umbrella, Miss Alabama has won recently. And the look of Miss Alabama has been under a lot of criticism. She's what some people would consider overweight, but she's a plus size person. And it like threw people for a loop because they were like, this is not what pageantry is about. And people have a lot to say on that subject. So it does seem like the vision of what, let's say, beautiful is, or being a woman is, or you know, the most beautiful in your region all the way up to America. So do you have a thought on actual beauty and how important that might be or might not be as much in this competition?
I personally think that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. To the judges, I pass those beauty tests, I hope, hopefully so. Not to say that I'm bragging or anything, but like, I know that it's so different and so subjective, Rachel. Like, you can't really say that Miss USA is a cookie cutter, because although in the past it might have been, but now the beauty, the standard of beauty have changed drastically. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that I can show to people that the definition of beauty has changed and has evolved with the time. And that beauty never have an expiration date. Whether if you're 31, whether if you're married, you're still beautiful because in God's eye, like, he made us the way that we are. And he thinks that we're beautiful. So why are we not thinking that we're beautiful? So I'm feeling for Miss Alabama, correct me if I'm wrong,
your title.
I feel for her because nobody should be commenting on a woman's weight or a woman's age. I think that's inappropriate. And I just hope that she has the best support system that she needed to just overcome this.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to Miss USA, what do you think they are looking for? Like, in your preparations of getting ready, knowing what you need to do to stand out, what do you think are the most important things that when we're watching, we should also be looking for?
Well, you know, I never do anything just to stand out, by the way. All of this is just like by a surprise. And I'm so sorry. Shocking a lot of people, but I hope that they're looking for me at least. Mm-hmm. I hope that they're giving me this, you know, an equal chance just to achieve my American dream. Like I mentioned to you, I've always dreamed about becoming Miss USA because of my role models in the past who have won this title so beautifully, and the way that they have helped transform the title into what it is nowadays and the prestige that it has because of the woman that came before me. And so I hope that I can carry some of that through my interview process and on stage presence, and hopefully when the judge is over again.
Yeah. Okay. So I know in 2021, there was a girl named Cataluna Enriquez. I hope I'm getting her name right. She was the first trans woman. She was Miss Nevada, and she didn't place at all in the top, what is it? The top 18, you said, the top 20?
Well, it's different for every pageant, like state pageant or Miss USA or Miss Universe. Sometimes there's a top 20, sometimes there's a top 15.
Okay. So she didn't place. Now, I mean, I looked at her picture. Again, I have no idea what the credentials are. I thought she was gorgeous. I didn't see who placed ahead of her. But I was curious if you thought, I mean, I'm sure that you studied this a little. Do you think the world was kind of just not ready for the fact that she was a trans woman? Or do you think that she just didn't do well next to her competition?
I'm not sure. I can't tell you what exactly went on behind closed doors, because interview, I believe it's 50%.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is that she's such a beautiful woman, and I actually got a chance to reach out to her and say, thank you for paving the way for me to be here. Because had it not been for her, nobody would have known what trans woman is all about. So
right.
I thank her for being this transformational leader, like ahead of the time when we weren't even really talking about it. Like,
yeah.
I know in 2012, we briefly talked about Miss Canada. Shout out to Miss Canada. The Miss Universe organization have allowed her to compete, I believe,
mm-hmm.
or maybe not. I can't remember. But I just know that without those women, I wouldn't be here. So thanks to them.
Did she give you any advice of things to do or not do?
She has not reached out back to me yet, but okay. I'm sure she will. And I am sure she's a great person. And I think she deserves everything that she's going after.
Yeah.
As a virgin.
Right. Okay. So in this competition, is it the same thing as Miss Maryland? It's a interview. It's a, what, a gown?
So you do interview, private interview, and then you do evening gown and then swimsuit competition. And then we have your top three, top five Q&A, which they ask you a random question. Sometimes they ask the same question in a top three, and you just have to answer it on the spot without hearing your competitors or your sister right next to you.
And you're not gonna answer that you want world peace, right?
Oh my gosh. If I answered that, Rachel, please have me come back and explain myself.
That's so funny. So I love that. All right. How do you pick the gown that you're going to wear?
The gown that I'm going to wear is going to be a reflection of my personality.
Because okay.
I think that's very important to me. Also, I purposely pick a designer that is in the Asian community so that I can show my culture. I know that that's something, like, not that I'm not saying that I'm not willing to work with any designer, because I would be grateful for anything coming my way, any blessing, but I wanted to showcase my culture and what it means to be an Asian American woman to be on the Miss USA stage. And I know that I'm the first Miss Maryland USA, and I have to represent Maryland really well. And Maryland has always been about diversity and inclusivity and acceptance. And I just want to show that in my gown.
So wait, I have a superficial question, because I think women in general want to know, like, how to look their best in a bathing suit, and also, like, when they're going to a black tie. So are these gowns, like, completely tailored to your body, and then, like, the night before you're tailoring it so it fits every curve? Do you know the color that works best on you? Like, when you're surrounded by all these things so that you know you're trying to look your best, are you given tips and tricks of, like, listen, blue looks great on someone with your color hair, or you have to make your boobs accentuate? Like, what have you heard in getting ready and how to make yourself look the best you can?
Well, you know, I just trust our team and prepared to win up. Been helping me to pick up my gown and pick up my outfits for the Miss USA pageant. So I think it's up to the woman herself and see what she wants to accentuate and what she wants to, you know, to, like, be more conservative on. Mm-hmm. For me, I've always loved glitter and rhinestones.
Oh,
and like, you know, like most dance girls that have dance background, I love rhinestones. The more, the better. The sparklier, the better. And that's just something that I choose personally. Mm-hmm. That's not something that is required for you or anybody else who wants to compete. I think you just have to find what works best for you.
Did you have a dance background? I'm curious,
yes,
now that you brought that up.
I did. I used to dance all my life.
Oh, like what kind of dance?
So when I was in Cambodia, I learned Cambodian classical ballet, royal dancing. And then when I came to America, I learned the traditional ballet, and I learned everything, like, except for tap, because I am, like, rhythm, I don't know how to say it, rhythmically challenged.
Rhythmically challenged.
Exactly. Thank you, Rachel. But I have a challenge on that. Like, I am not always upbeat, but I've learned to overcome that. Through ballet, and ballet helps me to be graceful on the stage and to have the stage present whenever the spotlight is on, you're performing.
Right.
So I went on to dance for the UMBC dance team. I cheered in high school, and I did 1 year with the Washington Commanders on their training program. So I'm very grateful for all that have led me to be the woman I am.
So if you had to do a talent competition, would you have chosen to do a ballet dance?
Yeah, possibly, because that's my background and I can do a forte or
oh,
two. Yeah.
Very nice.
I can do a let it go. Like, I think back in my days of being a captain on the UMBC dance team, I was able to do 14 in a row. Like, so don't quote me on that now, because that's been many years ago.
Okay. Now, also, I want to ask a superficial question about your bathing suit, because I have seen you compete with your bathing suit. You have one of the best bodies I've ever seen. So I think people will want to know, what do you do to stay in shape and what do you eat?
Get a marine husband. I'm telling you. We'll have you running like twice a day. Oh my gosh, Rachel. Yeah. Well, no, all because I wanted to, because I wanted to be I'm healthy leading up to the pageant. I want to be in my best physical shape because as a 31-year-old woman, I know that society probably thinks that we're washed up and that we're not ready to compete or stage ready. And I just want to show people that. I want to show that hard work will show up at the end. And like, I hope I have done that, Rachel, by being, you know, working really hard, leading up to the pageant, eating clean, but not depriving myself of my favorite food, which is cheesecake. New York cheesecake is something that I can't live without.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, so do you have any predictions about what's going to happen with Miss USA? Like, are there certain competitors that you're nervous about? Like, give me some inside scoop as to what you're working on and thinking about and predicting for August.
You know, funny enough, Rachel, we haven't crowned all of our winners yet. All of my sisters have not been crowned all of the states.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm actually going to New York to D&D. My boss, our company is going to crown Miss New York USA, and I'm excited to meet her and excited to welcome her into the sisterhood. But I don't have any prediction. Like, I just hope that I'm one of them. Like, if I'm honored enough to represent, you know, the USA as a whole, to show to the universe that American women have evolved and that people have opened their hearts and their mind to so many different walks of life and celebrating women universally.
Right. And do they ask you, though, to, again, I know you hate the word platform, but do they ask you to have something that you represent that will be your platform if you do win Miss America, that you will go on tour and talk about? Will it be about the USO and the military, or what will your outlook be that you're kind of talking a lot about?
So Miss USA, I know, is working with Smell Train. And that's something that I am working on. I'm in the process of working on coming on board to work, to participate in their organization. I think on July 1st is when I will debut my campaign with them. So hopefully I will be able to work on so many philanthropic organizations that Miss USA has set in place for us and the title holders. But for me personally, I will always have the USO in my heart, and because that's the community that I've been a part of for quite some time now.
Right. And that's an authentic, real thing for you, obviously. What are your future goals, your aspirations, both in your personal life, but also in this new professional life that you're going to have?
Personal life, I want to look as beautiful as Rachel. And be as successful as you are. I just hope that I can, you know, become this person that will give other people hope that they don't have to end up where life takes them beyond their circumstances. They can become Miss Maryland USA or Miss USA or even Miss Universe, whatever in line for them. If they can't see themselves in these desirable positions, I hope that they have the courage to pursue it and forge their own path. Because I've been told all my life that you can't become what you can't see. But, you know, by me being here, I hope that immigrant kids everywhere now can see that there is a place for them in America, and trans kids everywhere as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next month and a half, 2 months, whatever it's going to be, until Miss USA, you are going to be in the spotlight a lot. I have a feeling, and I have a feeling that it's going to be a little bit of a controversy for a lot of people that either don't understand, don't like it, or people that love it, right? And are excited to see the outcome. I just, you know, for people listening that are on the fence, that don't really know what to make of this, what would you say about being misunderstood in this moment? That, you know, besides, you know, the fact that all these things that you're saying, that this has been your dream and this is so great, what would you say that you want people to be aware of going forward when thinking about this controversy and this topic of whether or not you should be able to compete, whether or not, you know, only women, people born this way should be able, the standards of gender, the standards of beauty, what would you say to those people that are misunderstood about this topic?
I would say to them to support your sister and not just your sister, like, if that makes sense, C-I-S, you know. I think that trans woman obviously is woman, you know, despite many people who might be object to that, and I respect their opinion. But like I said to you, Rachel, I hope that I can show to them that I am just like any other woman out there on the street, that I'm like their cousin, their sister, their, even their, you know, their, friend, like that they work with or their colleague. I just live this normal life. And I hope that through normalcy, I can like depolarize like every, polarizing like topic that we're talking about in this country. And I just hope that I can show the people that this is not a political thing. This is just a woman wanting to join the competition because the pageant gives so much platform to women to have this opportunity to speak about causes that are important to her, like the organization I work with, the USL, like I mentioned to you. I hope instituted the children reading program. And because of that, like because of the title, it's going to open up so many doors for me to speak on that and to bring more awareness to that and how important it is to support the military spouses community, because they've been through so much like throughout the years when their husband is not there. So I want to shed that light that we have so much more in common than we give ourselves credit for. And I just want to, at the end of the day, hopefully change your mind and your heart and open up doors and holding the door open for other people, even if we don't agree on things politically.
Bailey, I think you're amazing. I'm going to be personally watching you. I cannot wait to watch. Will it be televised? It's always televised, right?
Yes, Ms. Yeah. So it's going to be on CW. So everyone, please tune in. And I hope that you root for me as I lead up to Miss USA. And I bring the crown back to Maryland where it belongs.
That's right. Well, I will be rooting for you. I hope everyone that's listening will be rooting for you. You deserve the best. And, you know, I can't wait to see where this leads for you. Where can people learn more about you and find you if they want to be in touch with you?
Yes, ma'am. You can follow me at Miss MD USA on Instagram, or you can follow my personal Instagram at Bailey Ann Kennedy, BAILEYANNE Kennedy, or Bailey at Bailey.info. And that's going to be on my website.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
Of course, anytime. You got to come back. Let me know how it was for you.
Yes, when I win the crown.
Yes, when you win the crown. That is right. Good way to think about it. Mwah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.